August winds and Methodist Queen works only occasion.
Let's cut the bull.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Night Rebels number 3, the third joint podcast collaboration between your two favorite Hunger Games podcasts, Rebellion Radio and Nightlock. I'm Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Bolova.
I'm Apo Grisanti.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Kira.
Whichever show you are the listener of, we hope you will join us in the other podcast that you are not subscribed to. Be sure to visit RebellionRadioPodcast.com and NightlockPodcast.com, or just look us up on iTunes, and Nightlock has a little plug.
So just a quick reminder for you guys that Nightlock Podcast will be hosting its first live show in celebration of its one-year anniversary, and Rebellion Radio's one-year anniversary, I guess, too. So be sure to tune in on July 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can check our Twitter, Facebook page, or website to find out what website you're going to be listening.
And just watch, we have nobody listening to us.
My mom will listen.
She's a big supporter. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's just keep going.
All right, so let's just jump straight in. The main focus of today's episode is going to be our dream cast of the upcoming Catching Fire film.
Set to premiere November 22nd, 2013. So it'll be Finnick O'Dare. Am I going?
Where is he? Oh, Darius.
Wordplay. Clever.
Yep. All right, so basically what we're doing, we're talking about the cast, right? And then we're going to, say our dream people?
Yeah, so we have a list of people that we're picking from.
Okay.
And I guess we'll talk about who we think is best fit for the role.
Alrighty.
And we'll talk about a little bit of their past characters that they've played.
Okay,
so should we read out the list of who we're thinking of?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So top people being considered in the fandom right now are Armie Hammer, Taylor Kitsch,
go with it.
Kitsch, yep. Garrett Hudland, Benjamin Stone, Greg Sulkin.
All right, then.
Yeah. So, who are your favorites? You guys know of these people?
Definitely Armie Hammer.
Yes. He's perfect.
Just because,
That's done. We're set. Yeah. We're set.
Because Social Network is honestly, my second favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
And he was so good in that, and he's just a great actor. He's got the looks. He's got the skill.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I saw him in Mirror Mirror the other day, and he was completely perfect. I was watching... The reason I went to see him, would be a good Finnick, and he definitely passed my test. He was perfect. Spot on.
He's nice to look at, and
yeah.
I feel like he would work really well in that.
He's got a really nice voice, though, nice and deep and clear and everything. It's good.
I keep wanting to call him a Winklevoss, though.
Yeah,
that was his character.
Winklevoss.
Oh, the Winklevoss kid. He's playing
Winklevoss.
I know, right? So, I like him. Enough said. Let's not talk about anyone. No.
Taylor Kitsch. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Was he the one?
Oh,
John Carter.
Carter.
Yeah. Well, yes, but. He was from Friday Night Lights.
Right. You talked about that on our last show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Is he better than Armie, though?
No, definitely not.
Winklevoss. I saw John Carter, and it was pretty cheesy, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like he didn't do that bad, but, he's not that great of an actor.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually, shut down.
Yeah.
I know. Just rejected.
That's a no.
Who else we got?
Garrett Hudland. Now, he was the one in Tron, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually watched Tron relatively recently, and it was okay. I mean, just kind of your generic actor, didn't really bring too much to it. I mean, I could see him as Finnick, really, but it wouldn't be anything special, just be, another guy off the street.
Yeah, he's not very unique, he's just another
I don't think he has
guy.
The face.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the face for it.
Yeah. Not in the facial hair on his page for the IMBD.
No, what's going on there?
Yeah, it's just not working.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
Oh, April's. Oh, you haven't talked.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Benjamin Stone was in The Nine Lives of Chloe King. And I thought he was really good in that, and I could picture him as Finnick. I feel like he's too young, though.
No, don't like him. Don't like him.
Nope. Sorry, I just
Benjamin Stone.
He just okay, I'm sure they're not that bad, but I really like Armie Hammer.
Yeah, I feel like once you see him, everyone else in comparison is like, nah, just not right.
Yeah.
But guys, what about Greg Sulkin?
Not Stone.
It's kind of like Josh playing Petey. You can't really like picture anyone else playing Petey besides Josh.
That's just because you have a crush on Josh.
I have a mad crush on Josh. It's okay.
I can picture Benjamin Stone for Gloss. I feel like he would be better fit for that role.
Oh, yeah.
For the District 1 tribute.
Gloss was a girl.
Yeah, me too, but it's... Yeah, the Gloss is the guy, Cashmere is the girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
We have to get our facts straight.
Yeah.
Remember that? With our whole district fight thing where people were saying, like, you need to get your facts straight. Which are the career districts?
Yeah, we're really bad at facts.
We know now.
Greg Sulkin.
Well, he's not
okay,
really...
Okay, is this the guy from Disney Channel?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
This is Waverly Place.
I added him because ever since I saw him on Disney Channel one year that I was really into Disney, I really thought of him as Finnick because he just looks the part and he's a good actor, too.
Wait, what the heck? He has
what was
black
he in?
He was on Wizards of Waverly Place as the werewolf guy.
A werewolf.
Guy.
The werewolf.
Yeah.
I don't like his lips.
I don't know.
I like him. He's not really big in the face.
The lips are a no.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I actually kind of agree with April. I can
see
him.
I don't understand, like, what is that?
I could see him. I'll give him that. He's too young. Like, Finnick is old. Finnick is in his mid-20s.
I think he...
Like,
well, actually, that's one of the concerns I have with Armie, though, because Armie is kind of like... He's a man. Like, he's like... he looks like 28, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he looks super old. And I think maybe somebody with more like a... Like, Finnick was kind of like a teen, like, superstar or whatever, right?
Right, yeah.
I feel like somebody needs that kind of, youth? I don't know. I feel like Greg Sulkin has that. The lips are a little weird, but...
yeah.
I mean, Armie seems a little mature, but still, he's a great actor, so...
But I think in most films, actors are older than what their characters are. Like,
Jen
and Josh and Liam. Like, we could just keep going on and on about, you know, the ages that they portray.
Oh, but
right,
still.
I mean, yeah, they could easily do some makeup stuff.
Yeah.
I'm starting to switch sides now. I kind of like this guy. What's his name?
Greg Sulkin.
I don't know. The age thing really, like, makes sense to me, how he needs to look young, and it's true that the Armie Hammer doesn't look young.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to look young. He just needs to look hot, right?
Come on.
I mean, how dare you, Kira?
Kira!
A little superficial.
A little bit, but...
But so is age.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So. A little bit. All right. So I think it's almost unanimous that Armie is... We kick Mariah off the show, then. I think everyone agrees.
No, April agrees too, right?
Did she?
What? I don't like Armie Hammer.
But you like,
really?
Greg Sulkin.
I like Greg Sulkin.
Woo! Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
That's
a little more support for him than I thought.
I agree with Greg Sulkin.
Yeah.
All right. We got three.
So it's...
Well,
how many people
Greg Sulkin
have
over Armie, though?
I don't like... Armie Hammer does not look like Finnick to me, and he looks really old.
The old thing, yeah, but he's still so good at acting, though.
Yeah.
But he's old!
That's true.
You can make people look younger, April. You know, right?
Elizabeth Olsen.
He's still old.
So our next character is Annie Cresta. And I don't know if they will even cast her in Catching Fire, just for her voice for the Jabberjays, but I guess we could go ahead and just kind of pick...
Wait, who...
Wait, what? What?
I'm sorry, who's Annie Cresta? I'm Finnick's lover.
Finnick's lover.
Oh, right, I always knew her by Annie, so that's...
Right, right, so you out of the last
I should have figured that out.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Get off the show.
I need to.
So, our first contestant is Elizabeth Olsen.
Contestant.
We gotta have something else other than actors. Spice it up a little bit. So, she's best known for... Is she...
Younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Right.
Oh! That's why she's so similar. Okay.
And the same last name.
Yeah.
That I thought there was a name change for a second. I was like, okay, whatever.
So, she's
best known... Wait.
What?
Mary, Kate, and Ashley aren't their real names?
No. Those are their real names.
Those are their older sister.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is their younger sister.
Wait, Elizabeth, then what's her sister's name then?
Mary, Kate, and Ashley.
This is...
No, the actress.
No, okay. You have Mary, Kate.
Yes.
And Ashley. And then Elizabeth.
Yeah, there's three of them. But Elizabeth was never part of the franchise.
There's Elizabeth is the younger sister to Mary Kate and Ashley, who are
twins. Get off.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There are three of them. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Wild card. Okay. There's three of them.
All right, I'm just dumb. Just continue.
Okay, so I don't picture her as Annie personally. I would picture her more for one of the districts.
I pictured Annie to have like a red
hair. Yeah. Even though it's described as brown, I've always pictured red. Maybe it's because of that Web miniseries that we watched on YouTube.
Oh, Winter Spring Pro. No, Mainstay. Mainstay Pro.
Yeah. Ever since then, I pictured her with red hair.
I just picture Mary Kate and Ashley when I look at this girl. Yeah. This other Olsen, I just picture her sisters. So
yeah,
that's gonna ruin it for me if she gets casted.
Yeah,
I will just picture those twins.
Seriously. Anybody in favor of her or
no?
Nah, not really.
Nah. Okay. On the next is Zooey Deschanel.
No, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
I feel like she's famous for New Girl. What else is she in? She was in 500 Days of Summer.
Elf.
Yes.
Can't forget that.
Wait, is it spelled with two O's? Or
if you need a reference of her being blonde, look at Elf. She was blonde in Elf.
Annie's supposed to have brown hair, though. So where are you going with that?
Forget it. Ignore what I just said. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wasn't she...
Yeah, I think that she...
What was that movie? Failure to Launch. Is that her?
That's like an unpopular movie. So
yes,
know.
Nobody knows you.
You're like the only one who's seen it. No.
Yeah.
Almost famous.
She was also in Yes Man. That's another popular movie that she was in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's more of a comedy actor. I don't really see her in a serious role, especially like a half mad girl. Like, I feel like it just wouldn't work.
No.
To be honest, she's too funny. I don't think Annie plays that much of a role in this
Not
movie.
Too much, yeah.
And the thing is, I think Zooey is just like too popular for the movie, really.
Yeah, like, that's my only concern.
We'd just be watching her going, hey, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like the appeal to Zooey Deschanel is her, like, quirky side, and, like, that's who she is, a New Girl, like, all, like, funny and, like, weird, but, like, adorkable. But anyway, you can't really be Annie when you're adorkable.
It just doesn't work. Can't pull it off.
Word of the day.
Really. All right,
what's it?
Astrid Bergles. Did I say that? Did I just murder that name? No. Oh, there's no L in there. Well,
Okay,
so
can you do this?
I'm not
going to
read names.
I can't even spell.
Astrid Vergès Frisbee? I don't know.
I think it's French.
Yeah. There she is. There we go. She's known for Pirates of the Caribbean, the last one on Stranger Tides.
Oh, is she the...
She was also in... Matt, work with me. The Seawall and other things I'm not going to mention.
Wait, what did she play? Was she the mermaid in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, she's the mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, guys, thanks.
She's the mermaid.
is that the only thing she did, though? Like, pretty much?
I mean, it seems like everything else is
the only thing she's known for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has some wins for some awards, so she's
she's won some awards.
She's from Spain.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows. And her mother is French-American, so she's got a mix of blood.
And it says her star sign is Gemini, so...
Gemini. I'm a Gemini too.
I'm not.
Alright, so
I guess
I don't know. She's definitely different, and I feel like she doesn't have character baggage, so that's essential
to start new.
Unlike Zooey Deschanel with kind of like more iconic role. I think it could work. I don't think she'd be my favorite, but I can see it working more than the others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter because, like, whoever plays this is just going to be, like, so dead in the eyes.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, it's not, like, too important that it's, like, that great of an actor. So I could see Astrid Frisbee.
Yeah.
I think that's our best choice so far.
Yeah, definitely. So our next two actresses, are from the Harry Potter series.
You're kidding.
And
they're not.
Oops.
Who's the next person?
Oh,
Ivana
sorry.
Lynch.
Ivana Lynch. She plays Luna Lovegood.
Oh, sorry.
And the other one, we'll throw them both in the mix. Bonnie Wright, who plays Ginny.
Get out of here.
So
get out of here.
I feel like they have too much character baggage that I think people are only going to see them as Looney Lovegood and
Looney Lovegood,
yes, and little Ginny. So
true.
I really don't see this being able to work.
And to be honest, I didn't even really like Bonnie Wright and Harry Potter.
I just didn't think she did that well. The character for me.
Well,
yep.
Like, you get the red hair.
Yeah, that is true. But they could always dye hair like they did for
what kind of
Jen, Josh, and Liam.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So I don't think that's too much of an issue, but...
So I think our best bet right now is Astrid.
Definitely.
Berger Frisbee.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I don't think they'll even cast her in Catching Fire, though. I think they'll
probably wait for
Mockingjay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So our next character is Joanna... How do you guys say it? Joanna or Johanna?
It's Joanna.
Joanna.
I always said Johanna.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that said Johanna?
You are alone on this.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
But you probably have millions of other readers following you, so...
Yeah. So, someone that's spoken out about playing the role a lot, I've seen her in a lot of interviews, that she's a huge Hunger Games fan and she wants to find a part in the fandom, is Kristen Bell. And she, I think, fits the part pretty well, except she's definitely the right age bracket. But I don't think she is fierce enough, I guess.
I think she'd be good, actually.
Yeah.
I think I like her.
I think the blonde hair is just throwing me off.
Well, I mean, I've only seen her in Wrong Cab, so that's kind of a bad image in my mind.
Well, but I think she kind of has like a spunky sort of vibe going on.
That's true, yeah.
And yeah, she has the looks, if that counts for anything.
Which it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so
Well, she was in Veronica Mars, so that was a pretty, like, tough, like, tough character.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And that show stayed on for a long time, so at least people liked it, you know what I mean? So it's gotta be something, right?
Right. Yep. And the other actor is Naya Rivera, and she plays one of the cheerleaders on Glee.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
What's her name? Not Savannah. Is it Savannah?
Savannah,
yeah.
Santana. Savannah, whatever it is. Yeah.
I think she definitely has the fierce, kind of snippy attitude, and...
Yeah.
She wants what she wants. I think her character on Glee is very much like Joanna. I just don't know if she has too much character baggage, because is she just going to be seen as the girl on Glee, or will they be able to kind of, like, I don't know, do a different hairstyle or something?
I thought Joanna was older in the book, right? How old is she? Is this my mind?
No, you might be thinking of Mags.
Okay.
Or someone,
oh, right,
like,
maybe.
Older.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to that
younger
chapter yet where it describes all of them, so that's why I'm asking so
okay
much.
You've read it, you just haven't reread it.
Yes, I haven't reread it.
Okay,
I have read the book.
A little concerned
okay
here.
I wouldn't be on the podcast if I hadn't read the book.
Yeah.
Or would I? No, just kidding.
I think she's fine, because, like, Glee, I mean, I'm not really, like, I mean, a big fan, as some people may have guessed, but, I don't think that she's, like, famous for it, so I don't think the character baggage is too much of an issue. And I'm just guessing... If she's a cheerleader on Glee, she's probably gonna be good for, like, they probably have the same personality.
Yeah.
As Joanna.
Uh-huh. So our next person is...
Mila
Kunis?
No, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis!
Come on, Kira.
Mila. She was in No Strings Attached.
Black Swan.
Friends with Benefits.
I used to get those confused.
Black Swan,
yes.
We were synchronized on that. Nice. Yeah, so Black Swan.
Yep.
That 70s show?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, very good show.
I think that kind of shows that she can be in a range of different roles and do well in it. Because 70s show, she was like, I don't know.
The stupid one.
Yeah, she was ditzy.
And, yeah.
So, and then Black Swan, she was not. Let's just leave it at that.
She was not ditzy at all.
A little more out there. I can see her. I don't know, who do you like better? Is it Mila, right?
Yeah, Mila. Good for you, Kira.
Mila, thanks.
Yeah.
Mila or Naya? Who do you like better?
I like Kristen Bell.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about her, yeah.
I think I'll go with Mila.
Yeah, I like Kristen Bell.
Kristen or Mila?
Yeah.
Just knowing Black Swan. Yeah, she could do it.
I think I'd go with Mila, too.
Yeah.
Are you afraid she's too famous because of Black Swan?
Not for Black Swan. I think. I mean, I feel like people. Like, I was surprised when I found out she was even in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she'd be more famous for Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad thing whatsoever.
Is it bad that I have not seen that movie?
No, I haven't,
no, I haven't either.
Benefits.
Yeah, I haven't.
We should have a movie night.
No. All right.
Our final. Oh no. Talk. Okay. Our next character is Wyrus, and so the actress that we're starting with is Jane Addams.
I think
Eternal Sunshine
of the Spotless
Mind, which I just
favorite.
Watched.
Where
excellent movie.
What was she in?
Ooh.
That's a good one. And I don't know anything else.
I think she has the right look of kind of being like, her afraid is the right word.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing her picture right now. That's how she looks like in a regular model picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's definitely going to be able to pull off crazy.
Really, is that what she looks like every day? She can pull off.
That girl could pull off.
Like, look at her hair. She's all frizzy. I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah, I think her hair adds to it.
Definitely.
It's all like. Strange.
Yeah, the frizziness.
Oh, and definitely. If they don't pick her, I think they have to take that hair and replicate that on.
Put it as a wig.
Yeah.
Can we have your hair?
That was funny.
I'm gonna leave.
Pulp Fiction.
All right.
Our next actress is Amanda Plummer.
And
oh,
no.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it too much.
Pulp Fiction. No.
Amanda Plummer. What else is she in?
Hercules, but that was just her voice.
No, Doug.
My Life Without Me.
No Pulp Fiction?
Nothing
really?
I've heard of except for Hercules, so.
Well, I could see it.
No.
I could see it. No. Well, if you see on our IMDb page, the second picture on the little film strip.
Yeah.
That kind of looks good.
Yeah.
No,
not good, but like.
I do like the, I don't remember how Wyrus was described, her hair color, but I do like from Jane Addams, her hair, like that dark curly, that looks good, I think.
But, I mean, Amanda Plummer in Pulp Fiction, she was
like Jane
pretty
Addams.
Insane.
Yeah. I think she's
I mean,
better.
I know a lot of you guys obviously haven't seen it, and for the little listeners in the audience, don't. But really, I mean, just, I think she'd work really well. Maybe just as well as Jane Addams. Really, I'm really stuck between the two.
I like Jane Addams so far.
Yeah, I mean, I like her look. I don't really know their acting abilities, but.
And we still have one more option, so.
We do. And that is Sophie Thompson. And I don't. Is she. Go back to the. It doesn't really seem like she's known for anything.
The only thing she's known for is being Emma Thompson's sister. Oh, just kidding. She was
She was in Emma, Four Weddings and a Funeral. More older stuff from, like, the 90s.
Hmm.
So, nothing recent.
She doesn't even have a picture. Like.
Yeah, we're on Google Images. If you go on Google Images, there's some nice shots of her. I feel like she's too put together, though. Like, she's not, like,
yeah, she's too normal.
Too normal. We need someone crazy.
I think Jane Addams looks the best.
Thank you, Hurley.
Yeah, I think she's perfect.
Jane Addams.
Amanda Plummer.
Really?
Honestly,
I don't know. The short hair just it just seems really good. That's true.
I don't know. Why would a crazy person have short hair? You would think that they would have really long, frizzy, unruly.
I don't know. The short hair just kind of looks more how I pictured her. But I think that's just a personal preference thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I picture her hair, like, untamed.
Yeah, kind of like Bellatrix, kind of all crazy. And then, Hurley, you can intro the next one, since you were the brilliant one that came up with the, whoever the guy is, Michael Emerson for BT.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
BT.
All right.
BT, I BT. Know, I slur BD. It. I slur it, sorry.
Wait, is it BD or BT?
BT.
Okay, so the next character we're going to look at is BT, and the first character is Michael Emerson. Anybody, please, everybody raise your hand if you ever seen Lost.
I love Lost.
Okay,
is awesome.
Michael Emerson is one of the greatest actors to ever walk planet Earth.
He scares me so much.
He's awesome, and I vote for him.
He's got the perfect look.
Yeah, I like him.
Like, that is, there can be no one better for this part. Like, the glasses, the hair, like, the dorky factor.
Yes.
Like, you can just tell
yes.
he's smart. He's perfect.
Oh, it's so good. And like, he doesn't even have character baggage because...
Exactly.
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, his role is really memorable in Lost, but it's not. It's nothing like, oh, he's only gonna be, you know, Linus.
Right.
I like how we like coined the term actor baggage or whatever.
Yeah. Character baggage. Character baggage. Exactly. We haven't coined that term. It's a thing by itself, but yeah.
Let's just say we coined it. Right here, folks.
Yeah,
you heard it here.
Go with that.
It's been coined.
So I guess we could just take a look at the other actors. I don't think they'll even
compare.
Thank you, Hurley. Didn't paste anything.
Oh yeah, so Steve Buscemi is next.
I've seen all the Tarantino films.
He's good. I like him. I would definitely not mind. Yes, he's a great actor, and he looks so weird.
Films.
So.
Wait, where is he? I feel like I just saw him in something. Let me look at his face.
Oh no.
Oh
no,
yeah, no. I just saw him in The Big Lebowski, and.
Oh, Big Lebowski. Who saw that?
Mariah.
Mariah, how was it?
It was, I don't know, it's so unique. It was actually, like, really original, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
No, I don't agree. I don't like it.
Steve's
an L.
Yeah, I like Michael Emerson so much better. He's just completely perfect.
Emerson's so good.
Yeah.
I guess we can look at John Hawkes, too.
What is
I suppose.
Been? John Hawkes is known for American Gangster.
John Hawkes. Okay.
The Perfect Storm.
The Perfect Storm, Identity, and the movie Me and You and Everyone We Know. I think he has a good look to him, but he just doesn't have
Michael Emerson's look.
Yeah, exactly. They have to hire my grandma.
Okay, wait, so I get confused with John Hawkes and Ethan Hawkes. Who is the guy in Winter's Bone? Is that
Ethan Hawkes? Right?
That's Ethan?
That's
Ethan.
Okay, I think that's Ethan Hawke.
Sorry. John Hawkes is in The Winter's Bone. Never mind.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, he was good in that, but...
I think it's unanimous.
Michael Emerson, all the way.
Yeah, Michael Emerson. Michael Emerson for the
yes, win.
Whatever those really circular small glasses he has in IMDb, like, that's kind of, like, perfect, I think, if he wore those as Beatty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he could just show up on the set the way he is. He doesn't even need to dress up. He's perfect.
All right, That's BD.
So our next character is Mags.
Mags!
The adorable one. And so our first actress is Cloris
Leachman.
And she is known for her role on Raising Hope, playing the crazy great-grandmother. And some other things, too. That's how I know her. That's, I think, what she's in now. I haven't seen her in anything else recently. I think she does a great job in that role, and it's very similar to Mags, kind of that old lady that's kind of crazy and out of her mind. I don't know if she has quite the look, though.
She was in Spanglish, I think. Is that what it's called? It had Adam Sandler in it? Oh, Kira, you wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know.
I think it's called Spanglish. Something
yeah.
Like
she's in Young Frankenstein.
I don't know which movie you're talking about. I'm not sure if she's in it, though.
Oh, okay.
That's good to know. She sort of looks the part, but there's something that's sort of not quite, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I pictured Mags with, like, long gray hair, like, kind of whitish.
Yeah,
and
I kind of pictured her shorter, like, a lot shorter.
Yeah, like, very small, because, like, the way it was described of Finnick just, like, picking her up and running down the mountain... I feel like she has to be, like, really small and, like, fragile and all that good stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... I don't know, because...
Mm.
Well, I don't know about Cloris.
Yeah.
Next
one.
Oh, come on, yes.
Betty White?
No.
I don't know.
Definitely
this
no.
On there?
No.
That is
no.
Only Betty White.
Why?
No.
Really? Really? Yeah? No.
I feel
definitely
like
no.
Alex, no.
I feel like Betty White was chosen just because she's the only old lady that everyone knows. You know what
she's
I mean?
She's the only old.
She's more of a comedic actor. There's no way she could pull
the
serious phase
and
off.
And she's too well known. I think you have to get someone that's kind of has a little experience,
but it's Betty
but not
White.
Enough to like be identified yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's a no. Sorry, Alex.
Betty White is too much of, like, a comedy icon. Like, she's always like, oh, Betty White, I love pranking people. Like, she has that show about, like, old people pranking people. Like,
yeah.
No.
I know you're talking about.
No. No way.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, Alex. I had to shut you down so hard, but, yeah.
All right,
The other actress is Juliette Mills.
Good job, Kira.
And it's actually got one right. And she's known for playing a character
in a film.
Yep, in a film.
Oh, that film, yeah.
Passions was in 1999, but the rest are all pretty much from 1970s.
Nanny I like the Professor. I think she has more of the look. Like, that's kind of how I pictured her.
Yeah, I think
I like her the best.
That's, like, the best one, because of her. And her hair
she's got,
is really
she's got
nice.
The height.
Yeah.
She has the long hair.
Yeah. I think her wrinkles, too, make her just
oh,
more...
No.
I don't know.
She look older.
She's very wrinkly.
She is very wrinkly.
Okay.
I hope she never hears this.
We're sorry, Julia.
I really hate doing this episode because we're criticizing actors.
Yeah, well, just like, not even their personality, their acting is
just their
but,
luck.
Like, their flat-out, like, face we just don't like.
I feel really bad.
Alright. So, for... I'm not even going to say it because I'll mess it up.
Alright, Plutarch...
I thought it was Plutarch.
Heavens.
Plutarch or Plutarch?
Plutarch.
I said Plutarch. I just skip over it.
Oh, no. I think it's definitely Plutarch.
I call him PH for sure.
PH?
No, not Dan Aykroyd.
Alright, so first versus Dan Aykroyd. Is it? Oh. And for Ghostbusters, the Blues Brothers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, he's a great actor.
Jared Harris.
He looks too kind. I don't know. He looks.
He has to be, like, fat. Because they were describing. I just reread Catching Fire a couple days ago, and they described him as, like, really heavy set and everything. And I think that kind of goes with his personality and everything. Next is.
Yeah.
Oh, can we go? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Next, next is Jared Harris. And he is known for Mad Men. Woo! Right? He's from Mad Men.
Oh, yes. He's
Benjamin
good.
Button. Oh.
And
more
he's also
Mad Men.
Yeah. He was also in Natural Born Killers with Woody Harrelson. So a little
yes, absolutely. That's,
actor
that's
connection.
Cool.
Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. And most recently, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. He was the bad guy. So he has quite a career. And he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
he's
him.
Got a great look, and he's a good actor too.
Yeah. I don't know if he fits my like image of him though, of the character, which I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his name. I don't know. He just seems too like serious, and I don't know, too skinny, I guess.
Next is Philip Seymour Hoffman. In general.
Speaking
okay.
of Big Lebowski.
So
who
yeah,
did
right?
that? That's a no.
No, I mean...
I like Philip.
Yeah, if he's supposed to be overweight, then he's
I think
not
I
bad.
Picked him. I don't really remember, but I think he kind of fits the part if he shaved.
Maybe they can, like, dye
the
beard.
I think he should keep the beard. I think that's what
purple.
Makes him...
Really?
Like Senko Crane's beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Senko
the new
Crane
beard.
If Senko Crane dies, he can just,
he's the
you
new,
know.
Yeah, his beard's the new, like, crazy thing.
Yeah.
All right. Next... Final one is Billy Crystal.
No.
Oh, hello.
No.
Please not Billy. Anybody but Billy.
I like Billy. Not for this character, but I do like him as an actor. Or
I
you
like
know,
him as an actor too, but it's Billy Crystal. Like,
and he's like funny. He's not, you know. He's not PH.
Yeah.
His pH levels aren't too high.
Right.
Funny. We appreciated that. Yep.
All right, guys. That's cool.
It
next
is.
Next one is...
Our next character is Cray, and he plays the original... original is the right word. But the, original... Stop talking.
Kira, you don't even know what you're saying. Go ahead. Just take it.
Do you even know who he is, though?
I don't know I don't know what you were trying to say.
What, who he is? What character?
Isn't he the peacekeeper? Okay, we talked about this on the last show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember reading this.
That's what I couldn't say. So I'm guessing he's old.
Replaced.
He's the peacekeeper that now does he get killed? Yeah, he gets replaced by Thread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So our first option for him is Chevy Chase.
No.
Chevy Chase is too plump.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just for those who care, he was in Caddyshack, and he's in Community now, and
Community, great show.
Christmas Vacation, and Vacation, and European Vacation. So I mean, these are just the ones that are
he's best known for.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he has the right look.
No. Not working. Too. He's like too healthy. I don't know. There's something. Yeah. He seems like way too well fed.
Oh, right, because it's from District 12. I got you.
I thought
he
was being on, like, the older
and
side.
And how old is Cray? I don't know. I pictured him more, like, in his 40s or something.
Yeah.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Let's not bother with that.
Dumbledore cannot play a peacekeeper.
No,
that's not going to happen.
No.
Oh, that's cool, bro.
What?
That was it.
And Matt can't speak either. Just catching my... The heat is getting to us. Oh my god, it's so hot in here. Okay, happy summer.
Okay, next one is Timothy Spall.
And he's known for his role in Harry Potter,
perfect.
Playing Peter Pettigrew.
Oh, okay.
So...
I think it'd be good. Wait, what? Actually, no. Hold on. Who has the whip? That's Thread, right?
Yeah. Thread
okay,
was the
I could
one
see,
that was whipping Gale.
Yeah, I could see Spall as
the whipper
as Thread because he's like I can see him whipping people hunched over.
Oh yeah, with his hunchback. Yeah.
I feel like Cray is more like Cray would be more trim and kind of like straight up, and then what's his name? Thread would be kind of hunched over.
Yeah, I kind of pictured Cray. I don't really know why. Like with who's that guy
oh,
on
the
Avatar
general?
With the gray hair, like the weird hair
that
was
that
like
works.
Buzzed weird. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I could totally see that. That's. Good.
I don't know why it just like pops into my head that I feel like he would be a good Cray.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's just skip
that. I
think
he's better than Michael Gambon, who is our next guy. He played Dumbledore.
Gambon. That was a really good segue, Kira.
Thanks.
I know, I'm working on it. You just ruined it, but thanks.
So he played the latter Dumbledore, which I despise him. But anyway,
ooh,
he was just a really bad Dumbledore.
Come on.
I don't despise him, but it'd be too weird to have Dumbledore.
Yeah, like all of a sudden he just pops out of nowhere. It's just...
But I think, like, without the beard and stuff, without Dumbledore's features, I think, like, I didn't... If I looked at his face, I wouldn't be like, that's Dumbledore.
That's true.
So
I have to look
him
up to see what character he played.
Exactly.
I didn't remember.
I mean, I'm not saying he's perfect for it, but I don't think people would recognize him and say, oh, that's Dumbledore, unless they were Potter fans.
Yeah.
Kira.
Like, to the
Which
extreme.
Who isn't?
I know, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that, the general from Avatar. I know he's not one of our actors listed, but I feel like he...
Just so the audience knows, Stephen Lang
Aww,
is
really?
The name of the general.
Is that right in here?
Yeah, Stephen Lang.
Okay, thank you, Alex. And so, Thread replaces Cray. So we have a few different people that we're looking at for Thread. And one of them is...
Edgerton?
Edgerton.
Okay, and I put him on the list. Oh,
hello.
I mean, he's been in Warrior, which...
Okay.
You know, was nominated for a few Oscars, The Thing. And the reason I know him is because he's going to be in the upcoming Great Gatsby movie. And after... He's playing the character Tom, and after having
read
Great Gatsby, he's like the most despicable character I've ever read in a book. And... This guy looks apart. I think he is Romulus Thread.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Excellent choice.
He is. Romulus Thread.
That looks pretty
mean
in these pictures.
Right. I agree with you.
So.
Yeah, Joel's good.
Pretty
he looks like he has a knife in his pocket, and he's about to kill me.
Or a whip.
Or a whip.
Or a whip.
Or a whip. Yeah. And another Harry Potter connection.
Holy!
David Tennant.
Doctor.
Was in...
Doctor Who!
Goblet of Fire, yes, and Doctor Who. I feel like... I don't know. I don't think he's right. I think Alex was good with the previous...
I mean...
Actor. Did you say he was in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Tennant does have the...
He was.
He has, like, the crazy factor, like, Goblet of Fire. He
I could see David Tennant,
pretty
actually.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Definitely. I like him.
I like him, too.
Mm-hmm. I like... Joel better.
Yeah, I think Joel was a better fit, but...
Joel is better, but David would have been fine, too.
No. Sorry, Kira. Okay, Kashmir.
So we'll get into some tributes. Kashmir, which is the girl tribute from District 1. Cool. We have Amber Heard. She's known for Zombie Land.
Yeah, the zombie girl.
Oh, she was, like, the crazy, like... Yeah.
Right.
The roommate.
Yeah. Yeah.
The roommate. That's who she was.
Yeah,
from Zombieland.
Yeah,
the roommate and, in.
Well, not the roommate, but the girl next door.
Oh yes.
They call her like apartment 213 or something. Or that's her.
Yeah.
Whoa. So that's her. She's.
I think she'd be good.
Can't argue.
Go crazy.
She looks good.
Yep, she has blonde hair.
Oh, she looks. I can't talk.
I mean, it's only it's going to be an insanely
Matt.
Emotional scene with Kashmir.
Yeah, we'll probably just see a flash of her, and not a big deal, yeah. The other actor is more well-known, Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I definitely vote Amber over Blake.
Yeah.
Because Blake, I don't know, she seems too, like...
She's too, like, I don't know, distinct features, I guess. Like, she's not, kind of blends in with the crowd. I don't know if that makes sense, but... I think
yeah,
she's
for
too
me,
old, too.
Well, I mean, she was in Gossip
looks
Girl.
She like, too Beverly Hills, like, too...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like she would fit anywhere in the Hunger Games universe.
Yeah. True. Yeah, I think Amber was much better.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Gloss, which is...
A boy.
The boy.
The male.
He is Kashmir's brother. And... I discussed a little earlier Benjamin Stone, who we talked about for Finnick. I feel like he would be better fit to play Gloss.
And what was he in?
He was in The Nine Lives of Chloe King, which was on ABC Family.
Wait, didn't we just look at him for another character?
Yeah, we looked at him for Finnick. I just said that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I said he'd be better fit for Gloss.
Oh, okay.
He played Fred Weasley.
No, he didn't. No.
Yeah, he did.
What?
Harry Potter and the Prison... Oh, the
video game. The video game.
I'm like, what?
Nice call, Matt.
And he also played Dumbledore in a different video game.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, oh, I have those. I'm listening.
He also played Ginny in another video game.
Just kidding. He was also in 10 Things I Hate About You on the series, not the movie. So he doesn't have a really big career, so he's kind of not too well known. I feel like he would be a good tribute from District 1. He kind of has that look to him. He kind of looks like Xander, so it's, I don't know.
I feel like he's skinny enough to look like.
Yeah.
Oh, but
well,
he's from District 1.
Well, he's like lean, like muscular, not
yeah.
like
All right.
huge muscles.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, it's Gloss. It's not like.
Yeah, it's not too important.
All right. Next is Alex Pettifer.
No.
He's in everything.
Really.
He's always in, like, the
yeah,
teen
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, he was in a lot.
He ruined Alex Rider for me.
So, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like...
He
yep.
is, though.
He's just nice to look at, though.
Yeah. He was in I Am Number 4, Beastly,
oh,
In Time,
geez.
And Now Magic.
Oh, I'm gonna go see Magic.
Oh.
I'm gonna go see that, too.
Magic Mike.
Oh, dear.
See that.
Magic Alex. Magic Alex.
I feel like Ben had a better look to him than Alex.
Yeah, I feel like Alex shaved off the facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think Ben better. So our last bit of casting is Twill and Bonnie, who are the escapes from District 8 that Katniss meets in the woods near her little pond.
Oh, right. I really need to reread again. I'm
yes,
like,
you do.
I swear to God, I started, but
mm-hmm.
I just haven't finished.
So first we have Ellie Fanning for Bonnie, and Drew Barrymore for Twill. Twill. I feel like they would be good together. I feel really like Ellie's too young, though. She's supposed to be, like, because they worked in the, what do you call that? The, like, assembly line.
Oh, right.
So she has to be, like, a little older.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like them.
Well,
there
could be some child labor going on, so.
That's true. I really like, I feel like Drew Barrymore would make the perfect, like, older sister, like, to protect. You know, that's.
Well, she was.
Mother? Is she the mom? Frick, what is she?
She was her school teacher.
I mean, I just saw her as a school teacher in Donnie Darko. I've been watching a lot of movies recently.
Oh, really?
True, yeah. Donnie Darko.
I just feel like Drew Barrymore has too much of, like, a career to be in the Hunger Games. I don't know. She's kind of, like, out of place.
Yeah. Mm. But she has the look and the motherly kind of feel.
That is true, yeah. All right. So our next pair for Twill and Bonnie are...
Maggie Gyllenhaal. And...
Speak up.
Chloe Moretz.
I thought it was Moretz.
Grace Moretz.
No, it's Moretz.
Moretz?
You misspelled it.
Mortez, right?
No.
It's Moretz?
Yeah, because Mortez would be T-E-Z, but it's E-T-Z.
Chloe Moretz. Yep, I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So I've only gotten all my facts wrong, yeah. So.
You go.
She was also in 500 Days of Summer, and
Hugo.
Mostly known for Hugo.
She is one of the greatest kid actors to ever... exists. She is so good.
Really? I don't like her face.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I definitely like her face. Okay. If anybody's seen Hugo, or if anybody has seen anything she's in, kick ass. She is so, like, mature. That's the one thing about her. She has this maturity that's so weird to see, because she's so small, but I like her.
I just feel like she looks all, like, no, I don't know. I think... Never mind. Forget what I said. I feel like I'm just judging a person. But I don't really... I've never seen her in anything, so I can't say if I like her or not. So ignore me.
I feel like the two girls would have been good for Prim.
They were in the running for Prim.
Yeah.
I don't know. They fit the Prim. Yeah. I think maybe that's where we pulled them from. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch Hugo and Kick-Ass.
God.
And Diary of
a
Wimpy
Kid.
No, it's a movie.
I know.
So.
I know.
And the other person to play Twill, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
From The Dark Knight.
Oh, yay. Mm.
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko. Speaking of.
Yeah, I could see that. She's not, like, super famous, so.
Yeah. It would work.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Alrighty.
So that's our dream cast for Catching Fire.
Transition.
That wraps that up.
Yep. So our next segment is going to be kind of a joint segment of Into the Arena / Dark Duels. And what did we coin the name?
Curly said it into the dark arena. Okay, guys, I'll say it.
We can say dueling in the dark arena.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our segment for each podcast, Nightlock versus Rebellion Radio. Chooses a character from the series to put in the arena. Each podcast explains why the character we picked would survive against the other. Then you, the listeners, decide who won by voting on our websites, nightlockpodcast.com and rebellionradiopodcast.com, through a poll on the sidebar. The responses and rebuttals are we're timed? Oh,
they've been timed the last... They're always timed.
Oh. I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
So each podcast will get 60 seconds for their argument and 30 seconds for their rebuttal.
Oh, by the way, I won the last Dark
World. Does this count as ending?
Yes,
this is our next.
It's officially ended. I won.
Okay.
Moving on.
Anyway, so we have a timer. Does someone want to time it?
No.
Online timer.
Okay.
All right. Matt's let me go find it. Did you say Kira or Matt?
I said you, Matt. You don't know how to use a computer.
I'm typing sideways.
There's a Google search bar for a reason. You don't have to type
never use
Google
it
again.
I don't like it.
Yep.
Okay, so Rebellion Radio, do you guys know who you're going to choose?
We do. We put forward Finnick O'Dare.
Oh, damn.
No!
That's who we were going to do. I had a feeling you guys would choose him.
All right, well,
need
to...
Do you want to do... Which arena is it?
A dark one.
No, okay.
Is this the first book arena or the second book arena?
Any characters.
Any arena. That's what I'm asking.
Why does it matter what it's...
It's a brand new arena.
No, it's any character. Any character.
It's just a random arena. Yeah, exactly. Okay. April's right. It's a brand new arena.
All
right.
I mean, whatever.
You want to do her?
All
right,
yeah.
Yeah?
Go for it. Should we?
Okay. All right. All right, Rebellion Radio, you guys can start.
Do they have to know who
we're
doing
hold
now?
On. You have to tell us who you guys are
oh,
doing.
Oh, okay.
No surprise attack. Just no.
yeah. We decided on Joanna.
Joanna Ooh. Mason.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, so I'll let you guys know when you guys have 10 seconds left, and then when time's up.
Okay.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Okay, Finnick O'Dare is a master of battle, agility, he can jump around, he's very well trained, and he can easily defeat Joanna.
He knows
Joanna,
how to fling a spear,
Alex,
he can net people, and also he has a charming good looks, which would distract any tribute with eyes.
And he's, like, strong.
Obviously.
And he's strong, and he can throw
trident.
Things, like giant boulders and stuff.
So can PETA.
Well, PETA's he's not in here, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, trident. That trident. He can easily pin Joanna down before she even has a chance to spring any sort of attack on him.
He can escape right, into the water, and then she can follow him, and then she'll end up drowning, and then he'll just like walk out like nothing happened.
And she's very hot-headed, and she lets her emotions get in the way. Finnick is very cool.
Two,
he plays it cool.
One.
Beep 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 beep.
Nice.
All right.
Do okay,
I got this?
So I mean, those are valid arguments. But
wait! I gotta start.
About to shoot
down. Do we know what we're talking about?
Do you? Wait, go for it, Matt.
Yeah, just
wait. I just want to make sure I got my facts straight.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
Don't think. Just go.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I got this.
Ready, set, go.
Go.
All right. In terms of weapons, Joanna is skilled with an axe because she is in the Lumber District, so therefore she has a great sense of perception and aim when she's throwing her axe, so she can be more prone to hitting Finnick right on spot from a longer distance, whereas Finnick, because he has a spear, his accuracy might be a little off. Trident, whatever the hell it's called. And I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And so therefore that axe, because she has an axe, she's so good lumber, she has that bigger strength and she has that agility too. Raya, I'm tagging you.
Okay, tag. All right. She also, survival-wise, not just about fighting other people, she is from the Lumber District. If she had an axe, she could cut wood and start a fire in some way.
Survival-wise.
Kira, do you have anything?
Tag me.
Tag.
Okay. 12 seconds. She's a woman. She was able to take down Katniss and take the Tracker Jacker out of her arm spontaneously and be able to accomplish that.
And she's still a woman, which speaks for itself.
Okay.
So
how?
Female power.
Done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. So now Rebellion Radio gets 30-second rebuttal.
Oh.
And then we get a 30-second rebuttal.
Oh.
Oh.
All right,
okay. While Johanna may be able to throw very accurately with the axe, Finnick also has to throw through water with his, trident to catch fish, which is even more difficult because they're the depth perception thing, and therefore he has to have even more accuracy.
Yes, and the axe is such a clunky object that obviously Finnick has
and
more
Finnick
precision
is obviously the son of the sea
with his tools and can easily defeat her.
How is Joanna going to find an axe?
2, 1.
Time's up.
All right.
All right. We need to deliberate this. I don't know how we're gonna. No, I'm not ready.
You just gotta do it, Matt.
Oh, wait, I gotta think of something.
There's no preparing.
Okay. You
got it.
Ready? Go.
So Finnick has Annie, who he needs to like protect and everything, and he has someone he loves. And Joanna has no one she loves, so she could just fight. She doesn't need to worry about anyone else.
She doesn't have that emotional connection.
She's a robot.
Yeah,
she could just kill. She has nothing else to live for, just to kill Finnick. So that's her only objective.
And so therefore, Finnick is more prone to be get angry or frustrated when someone attacks Annie, like verbally attacks Annie, that kind of thing.
In
so
the
like,
argument,
he'll let his anger get the better of him.
And the argument that a trident is better than an axe is not valid because they're both weapons. So I feel like, boo, you. That's
well,
not
one
right.
is better. One is a better weapon.
Time's up.
I'm sorry. I'm really competitive. Are you?
So this is Mariah, guys. This is what We hired onto the show.
Just cut me out. I don't deserve to be here.
All right, so you can vote on who you think won that on both of our websites.
Oh, Joanna.
Come on, guys. Finnick.
Hands down.
Well, hands down, Finnick, everybody.
Hands down, we'll cut your hands off.
With an axe.
All right, so that concludes the show, everybody. Do not forget to visit RebellionRadioPodcast.com and NightLogPodcast.com. Email us in about this joint episode and tell us what you thought, if you like our picks, if you have other people you want to, you know, you would want to be in the film, let us know. And to end the show, we have an outro song. Matt selected this, right?
Yeah. Which one did we decide on?
Searching for PETA.
This is part of the Hunger Games original motion picture score. I can't even talk.
Woo!
Alright,
Motion picture score.
So, this is
track... by James Newton Howard.
And this is going to be Searching for PETA. I don't remember
track
how...
Track 15.
Track 15. I don't remember how it goes exactly, so I guess we'll listen to it.
A little bit of your thoughts.
I don't even remember.
Okay, he doesn't have thoughts.
It's a very sweet tune. Very nice.
Yeah, I think it's different than the other songs. It kind of has more unique factor to it.
Yes.
They're all unique.
It's got the unique factor. It does.
Okay. So, we'll take a listen to that.
Yeah, please enjoy Searching for PETA. And with that, I'm Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Bolivar.
I'm April Grisanti.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Kira.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.